Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Well, folks, Antonio T. Smith Jr. is doing it again.
He's done it again.
Yes, he has, giving away so much knowledge just to help you succeed, walk out of the middle class, become a multimillionaire. He is giving away his book just for you.
The name of that book, The Richest Man in the Trash Can. You want to make sure you get this book. Here's why.
If you are someone who is tired, frustrated, irritated, of the day-to-day schedule of waking up, going to work, going back home, going to sleep just to do it all over again, not being able to spend time with your family, you just got married, you just had kids, or you take care of your parents and you're not there to do it, this is the book for you.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This book is free 99. Yes, you heard me. Free 99. Okay? All you want for free.
Yes. Free 99. All you have to do is just pay shipping and handling.
That's it.
$9.95 just to get your free book. This book is a life changer. I'm trying to tell you guys, everything in this book is what Antonio taught myself and Grace that enabled us to retire. Yes, we are retired and we haven't even hit our 40s yet.
Woo!
I'm just saying.
I got a few months to go. Don't worry about it.
Shh. Don't nobody need to know that, girl. You don't look it.
That's it.
Go get it. Go get it and walk yourself out of the middle class into the life you deserve. Walk yourself into abundance. Abundance is freedom, and this book is your journey out.
You can plant better.
You can dominate.
Training, I believe everyone's been here. If not, I'll say it again because we replay this. If it's your first time here, this is our daily meeting. Real meeting, real everything, real for this company. This is what we do, how we do it, and why we are leading the way. Now, we are first in a lot of things. Some of that I make obvious. Others I give away so you can steal. And some really, really important psychological things that we do, I just really never say out loud because the platform never lends the time to be that. Nevertheless, the first thing on the agenda is every last one of you, you should be looking at how I'm doing these meetings and taking it back to your company and using it. Taking it back to your company and using it. Even if your company is inside of my company, Grace. Okay, did you get that zinger? That was aimed your way. Did you catch it? It should hit you in the neck. Even
Repeat
if
it again, man. Repeat
all
it again.
Right, you should be stealing what I'm doing here and taking it back to your company, even if your company is inside my company. Just do a dart. Where did it hit you? Is it there? Is it on the chin? You don't have any facial hair. I've got the facial hair, but I'm using my mic and tell us where it hit you. Is it cheek? Eye? Are you bleeding? I need you to be bleeding. No, I didn't draw blood. Here. All right, right between in the chakra. Mm-hmm. Got you. Good. That works. We don't want to make that bleed, but yes. Steal. Take it back. Got it? That is important. All of you want to be doing that. So make yourself, this is my first thing on my agenda, make it your duty to take these things and send them back. Now, how I do things, that's totally subjective. You subjectively run your own company. But pay attention to that I'm pretty much never leaving anything on the table. I'm always tying in customers, experience, behaviors, and mindsets into the meetings in the company. And every single day, y'all hear something of a current event that is going on that I tie into our daily meetings. Do I care about current events? No. Do my customers or are my customers affected by current events? Yes. And that is why I'm consistently tying in current events to our daily meetings. And one of those, actually, Satish, you can cut your video on because that was one. There's 2, 3, and 4, all aimed at you and Deanna. Yes. 2, 3, and 4, all aimed at you and Deanna. Second thing on my agenda is immediately, this is too, actually, you know what? This is too much. It's unfair. Okay, unmute your mic, Deanna. I know Don's running around in the background. Be okay for a second. Unfair between Satish, it's unfair what I'm doing, what I'm about to put on you, okay? Unfair, Deanna, what I'm about to put on you. And then it's going to roll downhill, so it's going to hit Mayuri and all the team 2030. Unfair. Deanna, you know me enough. Do I want it to happen?
Yes.
Do you need to know what it is?
No.
No matter how hard it is, am I going to hear that?
No.
Exactly. And all of you need to take that attitude back into your companies. Okay? Okay? You need to do that. When you know something needs to be done, we need to do it. Before I keep your mics unmuted, before I tell you what it is, I'm going to tell you why I'm doing it. Before I tell you what it is, I am going to tell you why I am doing it. India extends total lockdown by nearly 3 weeks. That happened today, right? The world's largest lockdown, 1.3 billion people are now on lockdown to May 3rd. Satish, am I lying? Is this correct? Yes. Okay. Yes. I know
yes,
they
sir.
Got some, you know, okay, good, good. That's happening. That's real. You're in India. Yes. Can you go outside and play in the mud?
I would be in the jail.
Okay. You would be detained immediately. How does shopping for food work in India right now?
It's 1 hour in the morning, some shops, and 1 hour in the evening, certain shops, with 1 to 2 meter distance between people and very limited number of people in a shop.
All right. For those of you Westerners that don't know what a meter is, you can just multiply that by three feet. 3 feet is a meter.
Yes.
There you go. Deanna's got it. All right. I only know that because of the military, just so you know. He's laughing at me. Yes, definitely. You got that? 1 meter. It's mandatory 6 feet distance, what my nurse says. 1.3 million people just got extended the lockdown. So we're going to do something about that. We're going to give away 1 million memberships in India. Forget America. In India. Just guess what these people are going to want to do besides kill time. They're going to never not go through this situation again. That's going to sit in someone's head. They're going to say, I don't ever want to go through this again. Is everybody following me? And when that happens, I want to be right there. I want to be right there to help them along the way. And I am willing to lose money to get that done. Got me? 1 million memberships. Deanna, Satish, it's not an option. 1 million.
Yes, sir.
Got to give it away. I'm losing 10 grand a pop. Call me Amazon Prime. I'm going to lose $10,000 a person. So for Christmas and Thanksgiving, I can get that back. I'm taking a big chance. 1 million memberships for free. By the end of today, 5 o'clock for you, Deanna. What is that? 6 in the morning. Well, let's make it. I'll do you a solid. 7 o'clock for you, PM, Deanna, which would make that 6:30 for you, right? So teach in the morning? All right, good. I need your detailed plan of how you're going to give away 1 million memberships in India. The good thing is it's not going to be that hard for many different reasons. It's just not going to be that hard, okay? Might have got me so far. Not going to be that hard. I'm currently checking my rank. It will update soon. Let's see. My podcast is ranked number 20 in India right now. Right now. Number 20 in India. I'm going to give you a few tips. Satish, I want you to get your cell phone. Do a 30-second. Oh, yes. Thank you, Law. I'll show it to y'all. You can see. This updates a couple hours from now. It didn't jump higher, but there it is right here. Number 20. Well, you get the point, right? Right there. All right, there you go. Number 20 in India, okay? 20 in the United States, 20 in India. 7 all time in the United States. And then this, the entire Arabic is growing rapidly. I've been watching them for like 90 days now. I'm not sure what's going on, what happened, but I'm damn sure going to take advantage of that. I can guarantee you that. All right. Now, it's not going to be that hard. That being said, I'm going to give you a few tips. Satish, in your voice with your accent, I need you to use your cell phone audio, and I need you to do a 30 to 60 second recording of the Biz University. You don't even try to make it fancy. Do a testimony. That way it'll be perfect. You ain't got to worry about hook story pitching on that. Just do a testimony, and you'll nail that because you have insider experience. Then send it to Deanna, and I will make it the pre-roll on podcast. That'll help.
Yes, sir.
All right, that'll help you out.
Yes, sir.
This whole stay at home is just making everything mess up. Calls drop in slow. We'll work it out. Can you hear me? Am I okay? Outstanding. Let me know when I'm breaking up. I got my computer doing things. Send that. Let's see. What else would I do? You need to find where people who want more are hanging out at. Just find that. That simple. Those are the two I'll give you. I've got 50 more rolling around in my head, but I don't want to influence your raw plan that you're going to send me by 7 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. Got me? Outstanding. Agenda three, thing number three. If you're just joining us, I just told you the first thing on my agenda was, and I'll read it word for word, every last one of you, in fact, let me, because people be like, is that what you really said? I'm going to show it to you because since I have a Mac and an iPhone, then what I do on my Mac happens on my iPhone and vice versa. Sharing my notes. Here's my notes. First thing on the agenda. Every last one of you should be stealing what works for you and take it back to your business. It's there. It's literally there. Take it back. Steal. Steal it. Steal it. Second thing I said was we need a plan. I'm still on the second thing. Can you send me your notes? No. No, if I send you notes, you can do what you did last time. You're going to look ahead, you're not going to pay attention. No. You can't. I promise I won't. Yeah, okay. No, I'm not. I'm totally not going to do it. No, you get them after. You're going to. Do you promise not to look ahead? Liar. Watch it. Watch it, Law. Watch me regret this immediately.
Actually, no, don't send it to me because I was trying to look ahead when you shared your screen. So I never
see
what mind.
I'm saying? See?
I was going to try, but then I said, why do that to myself? So never mind.
Thank you. Thank you for your self-awareness. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Good to see you, Steve. I appreciate you, brother. You know. Let's see. Okay. Let's keep going. Influencer marketing. Now. Do not do what Deanna did yesterday. Jeez. Okay. Here's what I mean. My influencer marketing. So it's my fault. I don't want you to go to the prime minister of Egypt and the prime minister of the United Kingdom or Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I forgot that Deanna is a big shooter. I meant, look on your timeline, Law. There are some pages of non-famous people that have large followings. and massive amounts of engagements. Engagements is the important part. The groups. You have like on your Instagram, there's a group led by a woman reaching a bunch of women. And she or they constantly highlights stories of women or stories of men or stories of whatever. And then they take that and they say, La Lo Hope is this great person. Let's give a shout out to this person, right? You see that all the time. They do that. Go contact those people. Go contact those people. And then ask, do they mind sharing the link, or maybe we use text or something, text a phone number, to the free membership. I think that's what I said last time. So if not, I'm saying it this time because too many people losing jobs. I'm trying to do what I can for all these people not to lose their jobs. You making myself clear, Deanna?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you are.
I'm not saying Dan Locke.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's a bunch of people. Now, is there something wrong with Dan Locke? Absolutely not. He's fantastic. He's one hell of a salesperson, too. But that's not who I'm talking about. I'm going to give you, I think I shared my screen last time. Here's one right here. Now, you, ladies and gentlemen, forgive me for, I'm just going to pull the pages on my timeline. It's a page that highlights Black entrepreneurs. But anyway, here we go. This page is a prime example of one of these. 81,000 followers. And they consistently, Chicago couple who, right, they consistently point out things of other people. You get it? This HB, all right. Stuff like that. Now, Satish, remember I said 2, 3, and 4? India has the same thing going on. Every timeline has the same thing going on. Every timeline. I now gave you your third tip. Every single timeline has that going on. Now, I'm willing to pay. Some may not require payment. I'm willing to pay. It's not a problem. Just let me know what it costs. I would much rather. Let me tell you why I'm doing this, and everyone should be listening to me right now. The world is hurt and crippled. I got to pay for advertising anyway. Right now, it's far more effective to go to people, regular people, and go directly to them and say, would you like this for free? Do you understand? All right, before I get to my fourth agenda, I've got something. Did Law just disconnect? He's on the train. All right. I'm going to, let me know if he comes back and I'll jump him. I got something for him too. Should have put him first. Right to my fourth one real quick. If Law comes back, I'll interrupt you, Satish, and get Law before he has to jump on his train and lose connection. Influencer marketing. Take it seriously. Get it done.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Any questions? Yes.
No. Two names already I have listed out, and I'm going to work on that quickly because they have about, one person has about 30,000 followers.
Now you see what I'm saying.
And I totally believe in what comes around. It's for a good reason. This person I found out this person 30 days back, and he is a digital marketing master in India. And what I did, Mayuri and I, we both enrolled for his training. So we are part of his network now. I can steal his network contacts because it's open for us, but I don't want to do it. I will go directly from the front door and make a deal with him.
There you go. And the deal is pretty simple. I'm not selling anything. I'm attempting to give away 1 million free 10,000 memberships in India because my freaking head guy of ATS India is in India on lockdown. Yeah. The motives are pure. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing being sold. There's absolutely nothing being sold. There you go. Yeah, the same thing with you. Just you're not going to say India because you're going to be doing America. You got me? And no matter what this person's audience is, that's who I'm trying to help. You just tailor your message to that person's audience. So if it's women, then you're going to say, I want to give away memberships to women, right? You get it? It's the truth. It's the truth. That simple. Got it? Let me repeat my first thing that I put on this agenda. Every last one of you should be stealing from me and taking it back to your businesses. Just what works for you. Just what works for you. If it don't work, discard it. Just let it be like a tree driving down the road. It's all good. It's not for you. But I ain't the only one here that should be targeting influencers right now. I'm not talking about give me someone. I'm not talking about Will Smith. I'm talking about Antonio Smith. Not Will Smith. Because you know, there's a different way to approach those people. Different way. This is they're gonna give value to their membership. How many of you would love for Microsoft to say that I have a new program that I would like to give to your audience for free? It would make you look good, right? You'd be the only person saying, hey, everybody, my name is Grace Sanders. I'm a math teacher, and Microsoft has stumbled across my videos, and they want to give away this program to help you out with your homeschooling. Now, you have to use the link in the bio, okay? Just like that. Just like that. Even if you was getting paid for it, this is what you would say. Even if you was getting compensated for it, this is what you would say. The same thing I just said, and then you would be honest. Use the link in the bio. It helps you out, and here's the cool thing. They're going to give me a little piece of it too, so it helps me out as well. Just say that. It's your audience, and they don't mind you being authentic. Don't sneaky sell people. Just say it. In our case, Satish, Diana, I'm not selling anything. It's free. That's what it is. Got me? Then I'm going to need some sort of graphic or whatever to promote that so to look good. If you're going to post on Instagram, it needs to be accompanied with a graphic. So make up something pretty.
Okay.
All right. Outstanding. And then tailor that something pretty with Indian colors or flag or something for him. Just use the flag. Don't use the sacred state or things we can't use. Just use the flag.
Okay.
I don't want to offend nobody. I just want I just want to. Oh, okay. This is what, right. I just want to do that. I don't want to. Yeah. Am I doing all right, Satish? Am I learning a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. Chris said, hold on. Got to make more room for stolen stuff. Clear space. That's it. Still that. Good stuff. Next thing on the agenda, Satish. Update me on Saga stuff. Now, of course, you know, I like you giving away whatever you can help people, but there's some sensitive numbers and bills and transfers you do not have to bring up on this recorded live because I don't want the IRS in my business like that. Got me?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. All right, go ahead. Update me.
So we had the discussion today, and also the phase two of software development is in progress. And for the month of April, payment has been already released. So that's 1 month in advance, or 1 month ahead of the invoice payment we have already paid. So that has put the confidence and the motivation within the team to a great extent, wherein everybody is struggling for the new account or new business payments and all that. So we are in good shape. Thank you so much.
Very welcome. But you came to me and you asked me to do that for why?
So there are a couple of reasons.
You can give us the reasons, the non-sensitive reasons, but really you wanted to take care of CyberSoft though, for sure.
Totally. That was my primary intention when I discussed with you this your last evening and this my morning, and I wanted to take care of my parent company in the first place, and as well as increase the satisfaction of the team and ensure high level of motivation within the team. That's the reason I came to you, and it was not a surprise for me that you agreed, but yes, I should thank you for accepting my request and doing this. So this has increased my reputation within the company, and this totally told me what is your mode of operation. Increase the happiness and satisfaction of the immediate contact, and they will ensure your business is doing well. So that's the secret I learned from you. And
so let's pause real quick. No, very welcome. Let's pause real quick so I can teach someone something. While everyone else is canceling their bills, because they are, right? How many of you have canceling your own bills, right? Okay. Now we're talking about some of these bills are $157,000 a month and higher. Now, while everyone's canceling, Satish asked me to take care of, and I did. We're not canceling, we're in advance. Why? Because there are employees there on lockdown that, you know, probably need to go shopping. Let's face it, you need money to shop. Yes, you cannot go in there with makeup on or doing 10 push-ups and say, well, I just did some push-ups, give me some food. No, your arm muscles won't work in barter and trade. Okay, good stuff. Anything else? How was that received? Was I received well? I'm interested to know if I was received excellently.
You have been received, or I would say ATS as a customer has been received really amazing. And also, I want to mention one point to this group. I also requested Antonio to give away free membership to CyberSoft employees. You know, it is not just paying the money and also free membership. And Antonio said, even if you would not have asked, I would have given it to you. So that is something, is a blessing. And also Antonio agreed to come on a webinar only for CyberSoft employees in the coming week. So that is something everybody appreciated. And on behalf of CyberSoft, I want to thank you. And I don't know how much I should thank you, but thank you so much.
Anna, very welcome. Appreciate you. Glad I was received. Glad you handled that. He had a meeting 2 p.m. ish his time. And you know, we were asleep. You know, it's like 3:30 over here or something, 2:30, whatever. And most excellent. There's a message in chat for you, Satish. Now, let's see. Good stuff. All right. Good stuff. I'm glad that went over well. And ATS is perceived greatly. And the bill is paid, because paid bills are good, right? So if you follow us or if you're in part of that, just know that, you know, get ready for Rikasa. That's all I can tell you right now. Outstanding. Cool. So we received well. Nothing else to add there. Or you got one more? That's it? Cool. All right. Cool. Outstanding. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Now, Dan, I want you to set up a, I need a just a standard link in Zoom with the title, you know, just title it Wordsmith. It's for interviews. It's for the salesperson's interviews or the ATS interviews, whatever, right? Just do that. Send it to me. I want to start scheduling stuff today. Cool. Outstanding. Next thing on my agenda, that's pretty quick. Let me know. That was pretty quick. Cool. If you're just joining us, when I told everyone first, let me just recap the whole meeting. I told everyone first that you should be, every last one of you should be stealing what works for you and taking it back to your business. I do things and I do things for a reason. And apparently I do them well. And then I showed a picture of the largest lockdown in the world. 1.3 billion people are locked down until May 3rd now. They've already been on lockdown, but now they're locked down even longer to May 3rd. I will share my screen again to keep all of you abreast to what's going on. The reason why you want to see these things is because it's 3 weeks. It's just happened today. And it locked down on May 3rd. Therefore, we're going to give away 1 million memberships, 1 million, $10,500 worth of memberships. Lifetime. This is lifetime, too. I forgot to mention that. It's lifetime. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's lifetime. I'm not going to take it away. There's no gimmicks, no gotchas or whatever. It's lifetime. This just is what it is. It just, so what? Why am I doing it? Because my freaking guys in India on lockdown. What else I'm going to do? Right? I got some resources to share that. What possible benefit can we get as a company from it? Think Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime, if you multiply 10,500 by 1 million, that's about what Amazon Prime loses every year in shipping. But they get it all back. Right? So I guess I would be ethically buying their loyalty $10,500 at a time. Nothing wrong with that. That's actually a great business practice. So there you go. That's that. If you have the ability to do that, coach. Do it. You find out a way to do that and you do it. You go ahead and do it. So 1 million, and Deanna and Satish, you have to give me that report by 7 p.m. Your time, Deanna, 6:30. No, it's not. Yes, 6:30 a.m. Satish time in India. So good stuff. So that's 1 million. Need that deep plan. Outstanding. Third thing I'm talking about was influencer marketing. I shared it. Let me see if it's still, I got it up. I shared this page. Let me just see. It's just the first page I can see up. So not. I shared this page. And I said, these kind of influencers, don't go message Oprah, right? 81,000 people. Don't go message Oprah. Don't message the people with the 45,000, you know, those kind of influencers. And go ahead and put away that we're giving memberships away for free for their audience. It's just an added value to them. There's no strings attached. If they want me to pay, that's not an issue. We will pay. I got to pay for advertising anyway. I'd rather pay direct to consumer from influencers. If I have to, I've got to pay anyway. But there's a bill that happens every month anyway, and I would rather go to people as go directly to a congregation. I can control the congregation more, right? Outstanding. Then we got an update from Satish from SagaSoft. They love us, so that's fantastic, and I'm glad we were received well. Zoom call interviews, Yana, you got that now? All right, outstanding. Next thing on the agenda is I want to execute the material landing pages. By material, I mean the stuff in Thinkific on Mondays. We do the landing page stuff. I want that done. I want to start the execution of that this week for Phil and Susan. Okay? So I remember we talked about it last week.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to start the execution of it this week.
Okay.
All right. Outstanding. Oh. Set up a meeting with them. Yeah, I work, find out. Oh, and also they brought up, make sure they got that small group. And I said, okay, did you send them the link and stuff?
I did not send it to them yet, but I did create it. And
that's
not
a problem. Just so send that today, and that could be the first part of the execution, because it was something about happiness, you know, that then get those many, many hours and create that thing. And it's a small group. It'll be around their time, and anyone who wants to be involved, like Brandon and Cashflow, they can just be involved. No problem whatsoever. And get that done. Of course, all that material will be shared with them for their platform. Okay. But I want that executed today. I don't mean completed. Some of the stuff can't, like, they can't complete 10,000 hours of their course today. You know, that's not possible, but I want to start the execution. I don't want it in planning mode. I will. Okay. Got you. Private message person. No problem. Got you. Got you. And you take your time, and it's all good. We still got you. It's all good. All good. All right. Next thing on the agenda. Well, did you receive that? Is that what we're going to do, that stuff today?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want you to throw Reggie Page in there too.
Yes, sir.
I saw you starting it yesterday. I saw you doing it. All right. All right. Outstanding. Cool. Takes care of that. Next thing on the agenda, I should have put this first, but let's finalize the marketing strategy for law in the next 24 hours. Grace, text that to him. So when he get off the train, he knows that it came up in the meeting. I should have put it first. I know he's on trains and he would have lost reception. I'll text him that. Just get with me. We'll get together, phone. Maybe we can, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Let's just finalize it. You've got the 10,000 possible pictures for book covers. Let's just finalize a good marketing strategy. You know, all that stuff. We got a lot of stuff. Let's just make it a plan of action now and not a list of ideas. Outstanding. Okay, Reggie, you're next here. Oh, no. Grace is first. Well, no, send your message first. Send your message. I'll do Reggie first. Send your message so you can.
Okay. You're finalizing the strategy for his
book? Yeah, just let him know his book came up.
Okay.
We just missed the last 5 minutes. Oh, all right. I'll repeat what I said then. Let me address field chat first, and then I can put my energy back on you. Deanna, I'm going to repeat, since Phil and Susan internet went down, I'm going to repeat that. The 6th thing on the agenda today was execute the material, the landing page, you know, put videos up, et cetera, whatever. Landing page for Phil and Susan. Also send them the link to the small group link that we created. And we did treat like Brandon and Cashflow. Like, hey, everybody, this is this time, or, you know, or one of the small groups. This is because it is a small group. Right? So anybody can join at any time, anyone interested, so they can have an authentic audience there. And of course, all that stuff in the Monday. You get it? Remember the stuff in the Monday I said last time? Right? That going to them. And then everything that they do in the small group is going to them. I want the execution of their platform and material and sales funnels, all of it, like all of it, the whole kit and caboodle. I wanted to start the execution of it today. So that's what you missed, Phil, me bringing that up. And you'll get with them and see if whatever vision they got, right, we'll get that. I remember it was enjoyment, or I know it was a play on words. It was like enjoy. You remember it. It's the tagline to their podcast, I believe. Like, that's the name of the small group. You know what I'm talking about, Deanna? All right, outstanding. Outstanding. Okay, Grace, come to you. You sent that message to Law?
No, Law made it back. He's on a call.
Oh, good then. Law. Laid down law. Well, yeah. Oh, there he is. I see him. All right. I understand. Well, I don't know if he can hear yet because the train. And I hope you got on the
mat. You still want me to send a message?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
I can hear you.
Man, you look so, you know what? I want you to start right. Do you walk this block every day? Because I see this all the time.
I walk many blocks every day.
I know that's right. This is what I want, man. I need you to give me a 1 minute motivational video while walking between those big buildings like you're doing right now about how to get your butt up. That is so New York. Wow.
Okay.
Yes. And I know it's, you know, you take it for granted because you're there all the time. It's like, you know, like when you came out here and you was like, oh my God, look at the beach. Yeah, we take it for granted because we're here all the time.
Ah, okay, okay. Gotcha.
That is a fantastic view of big buildings and a large man. Look at that. I like it, man. You need to do powerful 1 minute videos right there every time.
Well, that's what I'm doing, the 6-second videos for the book. I'm doing a few of those outside.
Man, I'm telling you, you need to fire me up with that. That wasn't part of the meeting, but that background just pulled that out of me. I like it. Anyway, I brought you up, and we're going to, Deanna and I are going, and you are going to next 24, 48 hours, 24, 36 hours, let's say that. We're going to finalize the marketing plan for your book. Okay, we're going to finalize it. We got a ton of list of ideas. What we're going to do is we're going to organize them into a purposeful plan of action. All right. That's what we're going to do. So good stuff. So we're going to do that. I should have brought it up first, but I'm glad you're back now. So I had Grace texting you. So that's that. But you got brought up in the meeting. So good stuff. We'll do that. Grace, to you now. I want all your lesson plans. Yes. Yes, honey. Yes, honey. Yes. Done by April 30th. I want them done. We start recording beginning of May. I'm going to force you to record, God dog it.
I do have a question. Wait, I do have a question.
Wait, before you ask your question, did you receive my information as negotiable?
No.
Okay, then good. I'm listening now.
Do you still have some of my recordings that I gave you?
Yeah, I got everything. I am no fool.
Okay. After everything today, I'll give you a call. I'm still doing lesson plans.
Okay, because we may not use that. I may not like that. May be bonus material. You understand? You got a whole big old whiteboard now.
Okay.
And a new fire, because you ain't really want to do those videos. But yes, I have them. Yes, I have them. I have everything. I have everything. Got it? Finalized by April 30th. I'm saying in front of Reggie because I know Reggie gonna hold you accountable. Yes?
Got it.
All right. Yes. I'm gonna say something about Reggie and you're gonna hold him accountable.
Okay.
All right, outstanding. Reggie, now to you. I want you to accept my 120-day Facebook Live challenge. I want you to accept it. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Look. He just likes rejected at first. Let me tell you why. Let me convince you why. The reason I want you to accept it is because I want you to stick. I'm gonna make yours harder though. Yours is gonna be harder. Yours is gonna be harder than everyone else's. I want you to stay in that zone about don't judge a book by its cover. I want you to stay in that zone. And I'm gonna tell you why this came up in a meeting because you fooled around and you talked to me yesterday. You fooled around. Yeah, that's his fault, ain't it? Look at it. You fooled around and you talked to me and asked me questions for 9 minutes yesterday. And the questions weren't the problem. You fooled around and slipped up and said a comment that I heard loud and clear. Man, I got to get back to writing the book. I got it. I heard it. You said it for like half a second. But I heard it. And it's now in my meeting. Okay. It's now in my meeting. Your 120-day Facebook Live challenge is going to help you write your book faster. But I'm making it harder for you because now this is either going to be a 4-part book series or so you're going to have Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover, Don't Judge Two Books by Their Cover, Stop Judging, Look at My Cover, right? So, yeah, so just making this up, right? Just making this up. And it could be audio programs that come along with your book, video programs come along with your book. We'll make it up once we got all 120 of those. Or it could be the accompanying podcast that come with your book, or the exclusive audio program that come with the two books. I don't know, because we'll see what that looks like. But we're going to have the ability to choose all these options, because you're going to do this Facebook Live challenge. And it's all about your book. Your book. Good. Now,
do I have a couple of videos in the bank already? A couple of days in the bank already for the challenge?
Sure you do. Sure you do.
I'm just checking.
I knew if I said no, I was going to deflate you. So I just go ahead and leave.
Yeah, you was going. I was going to lose a little air. Just a little bit. Not that much.
We go ahead and use. Yeah.
Just 15
minutes worth of videos if I can get 120. Yeah. I'm not tripping.
That'll motivate me to do a challenge.
There you go. You sound exactly like Grace.
All right. So
Grace by ATS week. You still got them videos from last year.
Well, we ain't together, you know.
Good. Also, Reggie will be adding you as a part of ATS week as well. So Deanna, write down to me to get back with him about that. Grace, fill him in today on all that stuff. I gave y'all a standard. Y'all remember what the standard was? I got it written down in notes somewhere. It's all good. We don't have to bring it up in this meeting. I'll bring it up in tomorrow's meeting. But there you go. I remember posting it in line app and in the core and telling everyone it's your option should you want to participate. I remember saying that. Good. So Reggie, you're going to do that. The one thing about your Facebook Live challenge that's going to be harder is you're going to have to really, you're essentially doing 120 topics on one topic versus 120 topics on four topics, because it's going to be the uprising of your book to where maybe you got 120 chapters, or it could be this big old program, whatever. We'll figure that out when we get to it. But yours is going to be very closely related more than anyone else. Yes, that is it right there. Deanna, that's it right there. Just send that to him in line app. And yeah, there you go.
Okay, cool. Done it now.
Actually, you know what? I'll expose that. I'm not sure how much value that I add. Cool. Now, next on the agenda, let's finalize. Oh, did you write all that down, Deanna? You got it? Because the next thing I'm saying is coming to you, and I need you to write this down too. So I want to make sure you just wrote down what I just said.
Reggie takes up your Facebook challenge, and we'll be a part of ATS week. Got it.
Cool. Which brings me to you now. I want to finalize, execute, and complete. Finalize, execute, and complete. Anything from our daily meetings that have not been executed yet. We don't have much. And I want that done today. That's a today thing. Want that done today. Outstanding. Next thing is I'm going to set a difficult, well, it's not difficult. I'm just going to set a new goal, a new standard for myself. Let's make sure that I am featured in 10 major publications a month, and I'm going to lead the way on that. 10 major publications a month, and I'll lead the way on that. Major publications. I write too much. I got way too much not to be doing that. Last thing on my agenda is 3 new courses. And I'm going to use, actually, before I do that, any questions from the audience so far? Do you have questions about why I did what I did, or why, or how can you duplicate what we're doing, or a question that you're stuck in your business right now? Anybody? Anybody? Good to see you, Michael. I wanted to give you a shout out earlier. I forgot to. Michael and Steve. Good to see you, brothers. Anybody? All right, we'll keep going then. I'm standing. Three new courses. Now I'm gonna ask you all. Okay, Carol says yes. Go ahead, Carol. You got a question, you go out and put it in the chat, or you can say something on the mic. Up to you. Once I see it or you, I'll stop talking and address it. Three new courses. Oh, there you go. I'm listening.
Okay, so one of the things I wanted to talk about is because I have a couple of different programs that I'm really thinking about doing. One is on Ayurveda. I studied Ayurveda, and I figured, why not give classes on that? Because it's all about health and well-being, and that's where I want to kind of focus in. So I want to start classes on that, and what I don't understand is, what do I need to do before I actually start the classes so that I can get some kind of notoriety before I even do that?
Yeah, that's you need to continue what you're doing. You need to become a content provider. Okay. This is actually a very good question. Most of you are doing this. So I hope that.
Excuse me, hold on.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Yes. The question comes from, hold on, just mute you for a second. Her question comes from, I want to get started in this thing that I know it's going to work, but I want to need some notoriety to make that work. Now, typically, you would have to get with some celebrity and borrow their credibility. That's how it used to work. While that still works, you still join the John Maxwell team and borrow his credibility. Or you could just become John Maxwell by dropping content. Y'all should be hearing this. She asked a very fantastic question. Content. What Carol needs to do is do what she keep doing, but she need to do it more. So Carol, I should be seeing 10 videos a day from you instead of one. And they don't have to be professional. I just told Law to be walking with wind in the background in between New York high rises. Nothing wrong with that. Get it? You just need to pump out that content, and that will give you the notoriety. Phil said, Carol did a great job on the video. Absolutely. I completely agree. Looked good, background, everything was fantastic. Everything was fantastic, Carol. Good job.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have one more question.
Sure.
I wanted to put together a talk show because you were talking to me about at one time when we were doing some coaching sessions together about targeting the baby boomers. Well, I want to target the baby boomers, but I wanted to do something different. So I was talking to one of my friends that we really get along together. I wanted to start a talk show with her because she's really funny and just have a chit chat kind of thing and just bring up different subject matter. But around the older adults, maybe 55 and over,
yep.
And anybody can watch it, of course, because it will have content in it,
mm-hmm.
But it will also just be different type of subject matter, kind of like a talk show, a weekly type of a talk show where the audience can get involved and ask questions if they'd like. So I'm wanting to do that as well. So that's why I have a little dilemma because I have all these different thoughts that are going on because I have a lot of ideas. But I wanted to start the Ayurveda because of the health consciousness right now. And then also combine that with a talk show that's kind of funny and entertaining for the older adults and get them involved in this type of programming because they're not. They're sitting there vegging away on as couch potatoes, and a lot of them have a lot of knowledge that they can share.
Makes sense. Makes good sense. Nothing you're saying is wrong. It's not even a time issue. You can either combine the two. You can combine your talk show with your Ayurveda, or you can turn the Ayurveda to a talk show, or you can do them separately. My only request is that I would be blatantly open about 55 and older.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. The title needs to say 55. Don't need to say it, but you get what I'm saying? Like your graphic, you need to push 55 and older each time. outwardly say that. The reason I'm telling you that is because it's going to make you a niche or niche, however you want to say it.
Okay.
That's why. Yeah, don't. Ladies and gentlemen, she's giving me an opportunity to address everybody. Do not halfway be a niche. That doesn't make any sense. You get it? Don't come up with a fancy name and then let me find out you're a niche in your description. Like, let me know up front. Like, show me in the graphics.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. So you need to be, you know, Phil and Susan were talking about the colon and the subtitle. You get fancy name, podcast for 55 and up. You know, it's the second name. Like, literally, boom. And if you want to use a different second name, you need to put mission statement, 55 and up, you know.
Okay. And
yeah, you can even create exclusivity, which is really work. You could say 55 and up only. That'll piss some people off. We're like, you can't tell me. listen to it just to see what you're talking about, right? Which you get listeners because you're going to have great content.
Because from that, I wanted to create a club where it's people join in, but they pay for it from that.
Yeah, no doubt. And you can do that with exclusive content. You can, that because the club is going to have to get some value. And you could, if you just keep recording, you can have exclusive content and people can pay for your content exclusively. So they can have, let's say your episode is an hour long, they can get 2 extra hours because maybe you sit down or maybe get the behind the scenes or whatever. And that's that exclusive content that you can charge for. You can use Patreon for that for free.
Okay.
And you can use Red Circle as a podcast. Patreon is not a podcasting platform. It's a get money from your fans platform.
Okay.
And you can use Red Circle as exclusive memberships. You can do both of these options for free. Won't cost you a dime. Fair enough?
Perfect.
Yeah, don't need knowing the code. Don't need to do anything. Just do me a favor. Be outwardly open with 55 and up or 65 and up, whatever you want to do.
Okay, perfect.
Cool. Outstanding. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Thank you. That was good. Did y'all receive that? If you're going to be Nietzsche, right? It's not a word, but you get it. Then you need to actually be that. You need to be that. You get it? The reason why the... Let me go back to the Instagram page. I'm not deleting it. Let me shut it down. The reason why that Black Affluencer page, yeah, I already closed it, has 84,000 fans or followers is because it was Black Affluence. And guess what? They actually feature white people on there. They do it all the time. I see it at least once a week. But what drew the attention, it was niche. I like to say niche, so I'm just going to say niche, okay? It just feels better for me, all right? It's a niche there. Now I could just stop saying both. I just, you know, niche. There you go. You want to do that, and you want to make sure you're open with that. You want to be openly Donald Trump. You don't want to be secretly Donald Trump. It's not going to work. If you're familiar with American politics, secretly, Donald Trump is Chris Christie. He's not president. Donald Trump is. If you be all the way, you understand? You be all the way. Donald Trump is clearly a niche, without a doubt. And it works. Do that. Last thing I'll address, I'll skip the last thing on my agenda and I'll address Kara's question, even though I didn't chat. What if you write smaller content for books? Is it 120 for the Facebook Live way to go? Absolutely. You're just not doing an hour video. You're just doing 10-minute videos. Same thing. Very welcome, Carol. Same thing. I told this lady, this is the truth. We're in with this story to push the point of be openly abrasive, openly Mother Teresa, openly nonviolent, or openly violent. that you have to be that all the way. There was this lady 2 years ago, or maybe a year ago, whatever. And she's a black lady. Her son is the 1 minute video all about empowerment during this new normal. I could just tell you every action has an opposite and equal reaction. So if everyone is uncomfortable, they're going to be desiring someone that's going to make them comfortable. That's why I suggested it. Yeah, I don't want to. Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't want to say the new normal. It's more of every action has an opposite and equal reaction. This is why short girls date tall men, because they secretly long to be tall. Right? That's just that thing. All right. Well, we ran time. I was going to say something, but I'll save it for next time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. Take everything. Take it back. Steal. 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 Here's how you spell steal. Y-O-U-R-S. That's how you spell it. Somebody get that on your way home. Antonio T. Smith, Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. All right, everybody. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow and some of you on this sales call right now. All right, everybody.
Our next guest is the CEO of a Facebook competitor. It is called MeWe. It is a next-gen social platform with a focus on privacy. The company has surpassed 5.5 million members. CEO Mark Weinstein with us now in a Fox Business exclusive. Welcome to the program, Mark. Glad to have you with us. So why the focus on privacy, or taking advantage of Facebook's public stumbles?
Well, Deirdre, I'm one of the guys who invented social networks, and social networks were never invented to be what we call now surveillance capitalism, which is what Facebook is. Their members are not customers to serve, their data to sell and data to target. So it really, MeWe is a fully fledged a social network with all the features people love. The privacy is our privacy bill of rights. We don't sell your data. We don't target you. We don't mess up your news feeds. We have a freemium business model, so everything you love is free, and you can, you know, traditional capitalism, great capitalism. You can spend money on in-app purchases, or you can just enjoy the free service. There's nothing, you know, you can't be targeted for your vote or your opinion. It's social media the way it was meant to be.
So then, Mark, honestly, how do you make money? Because we all know when we use Facebook, it's free for the user, but we know because we are not paying that we become the product. So that Facebook is gathering data on us, and I think some people even say Facebook isn't a social company, it's a data company. But then how do you make money? Are people paying your company for subscriptions?
No, it's very important. MeWe is free forever. But now we know that the freemium model works, and MeWe, we're doing great with revenue. We have 2,800 free emojis, but we've got great custom emojis, custom stickers.
So live people voice, pay live you videos, for those.
A pay option. Right, and live voice, live video, secret encrypted chat. MeWe pages are $1.99 a month, but you reach 100% of your followers all the time. So for $24 a month, you don't have to boost anything. So if you have 500,000 followers or 5,000 followers, or 10 million followers, you reach everybody. At Facebook, you reach 5%, and you got to pay to boost, and then their algorithm messes the whole thing up anyhow. So MeWe is really true, pure social media. It's social networking done right, and people love it. So, yeah, we're growing organically with no ads, and we're not even marketing MeWe, and we're growing by tens of thousands of people every day.
So, Mark, we have some stats about your company. As you're speaking, 5.5 million users right now, which is impressive. But how are you going to keep growing that? Because one telephone is not so fun. Two telephones work. Basically, you need more people to sign up.
Well, people are signing up, Deirdre, every day. And here's the beautiful thing about MeWe. So we also have some major deals that are not announced with some huge influencers worldwide. But even without them, we grew 405% last year. We're targeting, you know, we actually target, we'll have over 30 million members by the end of this year, over 150 million by the end of next year. We're growing twice as fast already this year. And people also move in groups. This is really, we have never seen something like this. So constituencies move to people. So many people are censored or blocked or violated on Facebook, and they all move to MeWe. So the growth is fantastic.
Quick question, Mark. You say Facebook, as an aside, should not be broken up. Why is that?
Listen, we compete with Facebook great. Snap competes with Facebook. Twitter competes with Facebook. Breaking up Facebook doesn't solve the problem that they are a surveillance company transacting data. By the way, also transacting data from non-members. They track all of us. Remember, the Cambridge Analytica CEO said they had data on 230 million adult, really every adult in America. Now, Facebook's new rules that you talked about today, that's a bunch of BS. Facebook has had rules the whole time. They break their rules all the time. That's the problem. Rules at Facebook mean nothing.
Mark, we thank you very much for the time. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the growth.
Thank you, Deirdre.
I'm not sure if you already know this, but you're already absolutely perfect. You're already absolutely great. And you're already living in massive abundance. The most important things that you have is not what you have. It's not what you do. It's what you know. Because the people who do know what you need to know to leave the middle class, they're in the top 1%, and they control 96% of the world's income. 97% of this world is trading time for money, and that is not the way to become rich, it's not the way to become wealthy, and it is absolutely not the way to leave the middle class. There are 7.8 billion people in the world right now, and they all want to learn how to make money and how to leave the middle class. But the way to become a master at anything is to learn all the rules and then bend them to your favor. Right now in this world, there are 2,057 billionaires. Right now. So if you think becoming a billionaire is possible, that's 2,057 people that have already proved that impossibility incorrect. And if you think that's crazy, there are 46.8 million millionaires in the world, worldwide right now. Now think about that. 46.8 million millionaires, and that number grows 1,730 millionaires every single day. Money is everywhere. You don't need to max out your credit cards. You don't need to borrow from granddad and grandma. Just look behind me. Look at all the wealth sitting behind me in this junkyard. It's insane how much money is everywhere, and you don't need to go out there and beg, borrow, and steal to get it. You just need to know the rules of making money and how to leave the middle class. Essentially, all you need to know is the algorithm of making money, the rules of making money. All you need to know is what to do and how to do it, and you can leave the middle class. Any industry, yoga, golf, underwater basket weaving, clipping fingernails, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is know how to do it, how to get it done, and then find somebody to teach you how to do it, how to get it done, and you will be able to leave the middle class. If you're not getting my point, it's real simple. Whatever you have up here, as long as you understand the rules of leaving the middle class, as long as you understand how to get money, you can take what's up here and get wealthy from what you already have. Right now, the very thing you know up here is already being searched 1,000 times a second on Google. Someone right now, actually 1,730 people right now, are gonna become a millionaire from the stuff that you have in your head. Why can't this be you? I mean, it's 1,730 people with your ideas that are no better than you, that are gonna leave the middle class, become a millionaire. Why are you not next? So how do we do this? How do we take what you know and apply it to objective money-making secrets and then allow you to leave the middle class? How do we take you from where you are and let you escape to where you want to go? So how do we make all this money or take all this knowledge from the Warren Buffers, from Elon Musk? How do we take everything that everyone before you has done, and how do we take all of that and then put it in your head so you can leave a legacy for your family? My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. 32 years ago, I lived in a trash can. That's right, from 6 to 14, I had no running water, no electricity, no anything, and somehow I'm in the top 1% today. Not because I had the right background, not because I had a silver spoon in my mouth, simply because being homeless made me learn how to make money. I retired when I was 29 years old. I'm more than likely younger than you. I'm one of the top 1% income earners in one of the richest countries in the world. What I learned how to do when I was 6 years old was learn how to generate enough money to eat some cookies so I wouldn't die to death from starvation. From there, I learned how to go from cookies to a meal, from a meal to clothes,
to clothes, to shelter, to everything else that supplied my necessary needs. When I was six, I was forced to learn how to make money. And now that's what I'm gonna do and help you do. I've seen amazing results. I have my own economy. I've homeschooled my own children. And I wrote a book that teaches you every single thing that I know about making money, every single thing that other people know about making money, and most importantly, all the stuff that we don't tell you. Because the truth is, and you know it like I know it, the most honest, the most hardworking, unselfish people on planet Earth live in the middle class. Yet, your honesty, your unselfishness, your devout religion-going self is not enough to get to the top 1%, and that's not fair. The second half of my life has been not about how much money I make, but how I will be remembered from all the money that I have made. And I've been trying to teach everybody how to get out the middle class. I'm the crazy guy, famous on the internet for trying to create 100,000 millionaires. I've created 8 so far. I got a 9th one on the way, all the way from India. That's pretty cool. And what I want to tell you is something very simple. It's been hard. It's been absolutely hard to help people leave the middle class, not because of the people, because the system would rather keep you being someone else's money instead of you having your own economy and having the money come fine and flow to you. It was frustrating because I knew that anybody can make money. And if you knew what I knew, you would change your life. Over the last few years, I built a large following of over 500,000 people every month that pay me to actually, for me, to give them advice. Well, that's been exciting for me. And the cool thing is, I've created thousands of six-figure earners. I've created millionaires. I've created people who can live their dreams and hold on to their legacies. And now my eyes are on you to create you to what you need to be great. I have been teaching my principles and these principles to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, every country, all continents, and anyone who has taken them seriously, written them down, and applied them have a 100% success rate of leaving the middle class. I've taught these secrets to my following and my inner network, and I've watched them go from 4 figures to 5 figures, 5 figures to 6 figures, 7 figures, all the way to 8. Everything that I've ever learned, everything I've ever learned from millionaire mentors, billionaire mentors, and everything I learned from being homeless, and everything that got me into the top 1%, I have placed inside of a book. To date, it is the longest book that I've ever written, the most best book that I've ever written, and that book is called The Richest Man and the Trash Can, and I'm offering it to you today for free. This book is going to show you how to become wealthy into the top 1% and leave the middle class. This book is going to give you a step-by-step plan if you're 30 years old, all the way to 70 years old, how to get into the top 1%. If you're a teenager, how to get to the top 1%. If you're a millennial, how to get to the top 1%. It's gonna teach you how to make 6 figures immediately, teach you how to get to $1 million immediately, and all that good stuff. Plus, I'm gonna give you the 36 objective laws of leaving the middle class. Plus, I'm gonna give you every last one of my secrets that have made me rich. You have to understand that leaving the middle class is the most important fight that you're gonna have in your life. And to be honest with you, and you can kind of relate to this, it almost takes $450,000 a year just to be broke in America. And that's just in America. If you don't leave the middle class, which is actually an illusion, then you are gonna have a really hard time. Think about it for a second. Most of you are gonna be watching this are gonna be baby boomers, and you've been sold a bad check. They lied to you. Your retirement was not enough for you to live comfortable, and I'm gonna give you this book for free so you can figure out how to triple your retirement and then quadruple your retirement, and then, as Grant Cardone would say, 10x your retirement so you can live the life that's worthy of you. I want you to remember that leaving the middle class is the most important battle that you could ever face in your entire life, especially for your family. So consider this video, this book, your friendly tap on the shoulder. I want to send you a free copy of this book because I believe that abundance is your birthright. I believe that abundance is freedom. And I believe that this book is right for you. In fact, I believe in that so much that I will send you the book for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping. I'll eat the cost, I'll take the loss, and all you have to do is get the book and dominate your reality right now and apply the principles so you can be the best person for your life that is yours. Fill out the form sitting right there to the right. Go ahead, dominate your reality. I can't wait to send you my book. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to have you as someone that's been on the journey with me. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, and I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.